will telephone a cooperative with one of the most advanced fiber-to-home networks in the country. You help ensure a strong community. That's something to feel good about. The best part, you get ultra-fast internet, TV, and cash back. That's 30, 40, even 50% of what you spend back. If you're already a part of them, thank you. If not, switch today. Returns based on past distributions, future performance likely, but not guaranteed.
It's currently 8:12 here in central Minnesota, 31 degrees here in Chasm Country. And this morning, we begin our tribute to Cliff Mitchell, a fellow farm broadcaster here at Chasm Radio for so many years, and a chance to, well, share stories and memories, and we'll do so with fellow farm broadcasters here today and next week, and host of AgriTalk, Mike Adams, National Association of Farm Broadcasting President, 1999. And Mike, thanks for joining us this morning, and I know yourself, you had many, many times to talk to Cliff and a long history with Cliff Mitchell.
That's right, Joe. A lot of good memories for sure. And a lot of those started back when I was an officer with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting there in the late 90s. It was tradition that Cliff and his wife would be doing his show from their hotel room at our NAFB convention. And he would ask the officers, the national officers, to come be on the show. And while no one really wanted to get up that early, no one wanted to say no to Cliff either. It was an honor to be on his show. So we would get up, and I've got some wonderful pictures that I look at from time to time of us sitting in that hotel room. And, of course, she would make sure we had donut holes and take good care of us, and always enjoyed being on the air with Cliff. And then later memories, of course, when we were doing our AgriTalk hometown tour, and some of our most successful events were in your area, and that's because Cliff would be there, and we'd have these big turnouts, and it's because, as I always told him, everybody wanted to see and talk with Cliff, so we were happy to be a part of that. I remember one time we did the show from the showroom of a car dealer there in your area, so always had a great turnout and a great time. He was such an icon. He was what local radio was really all about, his relationship with the audience. The way he, his style, his down-home style and conversational style, and the way he would work in his live commercials. And I just always admired his talent, and I appreciated what he did every day, his commitment to the community, to the area. And that's what local radio is really all about, and he just exemplified that. So he was an icon in our business and will be greatly missed.
See, Mike, I grew up 2 miles down the road, so I didn't know there were other farm broadcasters. I thought Cliff was the only one in the world.
Well, he was an original, I think, or at least a throwback to another era when I think radio was at its strength, when that bond was being built between the listeners and the people on the air, and then his involvement in the community. That's such a big part of local radio as well, and He just became that trusted friend to so many people that counted on hearing his voice of every day, not only for the information, but just the comfort of hearing his voice, the familiarity with him. And it just, I think it got everybody's day off probably in your area on the right foot, just having Cliff on the air every day.
AgriTalk host Mike Adams joining us this morning, remembering Cliff Mitchell. And Mike, I didn't understand his reach until I took over this chair in 2009 and became a NAFB member, and I can honestly say since 2009 there has not been one event, whether it's local or a national event, that I haven't got the question, how's Cliff doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he touched a lot of people and made a lot of friends, and we respected him. His peers respected him and what he did, and you know, I remember talking with him at another event when we were in your area. This was after he retired, and we had a good conversation, and we had a video of that. I was watching it last night, as a matter of fact, just a lot of good memories, and he was sharing some of his stories. And you know, it's a real commitment to get up that early every day and be on the air, and you know, people counted on him, depended on him, and he was just, you know, he was an institution, and Our industry has lost a great one there, and I'll always, whenever I think of Cliff, I get a smile on my face, and I remember such good times and good memories, and appreciated all that he did.
And Mike, finally, we played your feature this morning when you talked to Cliff after he retired, when you guys were here on that hometown tour in Melrose. And you said, too, when it comes to farm broadcasting, everybody's such a tight-knit group, which I've been learning the last couple of years. So it's losing somebody close to you as well.
Yeah, it's like a member of the family, really, for all of us. We're a pretty close-knit family in farm broadcasting, and we spend a lot of time together at different events and on the road, and you build some strong relationships and friendships, and we certainly had that with Cliff. He was someone that we had great respect for and just enjoyed being around and hearing him talk and hearing his stories. And I tell you what, to listen to him on the air, that was just like theater of the mind. That's what radio is all about. He created images and pictures in your mind, and just such a relaxed relationship. It was just like he was sitting there at the kitchen table with you. And to me, that is the essence of radio and of communication.
Mike Adams, a host of AgriTalk, joining us this morning. We'll talk to Don Wick coming up here in the hour as well, and other farm broadcasters today. And also next week in tribute to Cliff Mitchell. Well, Mike, we sure appreciate your time. We look forward to AgriTalk coming up at 10:06. And once again, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Well, thank you, Joe, and thanks for doing this. And we look forward to having you on AgriTalk today, and we'll share some more stories about Cliff.
All right, Mike, thanks again. Mike Adams joining us this morning here on CASM Radio, 1150 on your AM radio dial.